It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday installment of the BT and News Show. It's the 28th of April, 2023. Got the best in tech that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Get ready! Microsoft 365 apps, yep, they're moving on over to the cloud. As in the cloud.microsoft domain. At least that's what Microsoft's planning on to do with the 365 suites of apps. Now, currently, the company's apps are scattered, well, pretty much everywhere. A variety of domains out there, making it a lot more confusing for users. Just how many domains, you're asking? Well, let's see. There's teams.microsoft.com, there's outlook.microsoft.com, there's microsoft365.com. Yeah, you get the idea. However, though, they want to start a new system where it makes things simple for everybody. That being cloud.microsoft.com. Unfortunately, right now, though, at least to start, only net new services will be deployed to this domain, meaning all the old ones, yeah, it's going to take some time to bring them on over. According to Microsoft, you won't need to do anything to keep using Microsoft 365 apps. Everything should live in harmony over the next few months. At Pimple that nobody could see at 720p, well, now they can on Google Meet thanks to 1080p video calls. Yep, they now finally support 1080p for video calling. However, though, if you want to keep that pimple hidden, yeah, don't pay for it. Because apparently it's only for paying subscribers, the 1080p video. Sounds a hell of a lot like YouTube, doesn't it? Now, Google says they're bringing this upgrade to Workspace and Google One users. And that 1080p video calling apparently will only be for the web-based version of Google Meet. And, of course, your webcam, if it actually supports it or not. Not to mention your bandwidth. Now, those of you out there that do have all these requirements, it isn't enabled for you by default. Heck no. You'll have to toggle it on by switching three dots in the top right-hand corner of your video feed and then hitting Turn on HD Video. And finally, hey, you got a 13-year-old or younger on social media? Now, they may not be there much longer if these senators have anything to say about it. Yes, that's right. A group of U.S. senators has revealed a bipartisan bill that actually would require social media platforms to verify users' ages and stop anyone that's 13 years or younger from actually signing up for any social media platform. It would also go on to require the government to test out a voluntary nationwide verification system, too, that would use official records and IDs to check people's ages online. And I wonder how you feel about your privacy right now. Anyways, the bill is called Protecting Kids on Social Media, and is designed to protect younger users from things like social media addiction. Because we all know adults can't get addicted to that, right? Yeah. Now, if passed, the bill would apply to platforms that offer services just in the U.S., however, though, usually when things like this do get passed, the rest of the world takes notice and it's just a snowball event from there. And I know what a lot of you are thinking out there, particularly you kids that listen to this show. I said, yeah, I'm over 18 before and I've got through. Well, apparently, if you decide to lie, there'll be violations from the Federal Trade Commission Act, which of course will come with stringent penalties. Now, we don't know if this is going to pass yet or not. Probably the best advice at the end of the day, parents, yeah, just keep an eye on your kids. Got a story? No one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We'd also love your support for the new show over at patreon.com/BTN News. And any amount helps, be it $1, $5, $10, whatever you can afford. Your generosity would be greatly appreciated so we can keep this show moving forward. The new show, of course, part of the British Tech Network. BritishTechNetwork.com is the place you can find the new show, as well as the Mac Show and the Big Show. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And pop on by and join the BTN community today at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. Have yourself a fantastic Friday and a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.